Shalom, this is Billy Brim, the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and the program you are about to hear is from our 2014 Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri.
And here was my prayer. Lord, bless them! And that was it! Right there. Whew! Number two, Hore da masse de keshia robo, son de le de baha de ke. Oh, didn't have no problem there. Hera da maha kashi de. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. What was the hard one? Bless them! The hard one was not cursing them. Because Paul said there's two things you got to do. You got to stop that and do that. If you want the blessing. And so, did that, and next day came. Bless them! Now, I'm thinking, God is not up there going, no, that's not from your heart. No, I'm thinking he's witnessing it, and he's liking it because that's where I was at. And later on, I said, Lord, I didn't do anything special to deserve what you did for me later, that deal. He said, yes, you did. I said, no, I didn't. Remember? Bless him! Don't you remember the facial expressions? I bet there'd have been a lot of church folk go, that's not going to work. Who are you? Who are you? Anyway, bless you. Now, he said this. He said, I didn't do anything. He goes, yes, you did. You stopped the cursings. Hey, I did. See, you didn't even think you were doing any good, and you had an opportunity to curse and say something, and you didn't. You unblocked the blessings. Now, Chip, you just made your move. Now I'm about to make mine. And then 2 weeks into that of just nothing but bless them and not cursing, the same thing came on me. And if you've never had that, oh, you need to experience it. The love of God. Now, you got to understand something. I'm laying there praying, and I want to kill him actually in my mind. And this comes on me and in me because God made his move. Thank God I made the right choice. Thank God I had a mama who made the right choice. Who made me do number one? That didn't sound right in case you just walked in. Well, she helped me with that when I was younger, but thank you for that, by the way. Oh, we can have fun here. Some people, that's all you're going to talk about. What did he preach on? His mama taught him to do number one. Now, so where was I? Oh, the love of God. And I stood up, and this was 2 weeks of blessing. And the love of God just rose up. And it had nothing to do with me doing it. I mean, I did play a part and make the choice, but God came in on the scene. And I stood up, and I said, oh, God. And this came out of my mouth because I remembered Brother Hagin saying or something. You love them just as much as you love me. Whoever you're cursing, God loves them just as much as he loves you. And it's blocking your blessing. So I said, Lord, and the tears started flowing. You love them. Maybe they don't know you. Maybe they're not going to heaven. Maybe I'm the one that you're going to use. Woo! Woo! I started getting excited. I couldn't wait to love them. Seconds ago, I wanted to kill them. Doesn't make sense, does it? Oh, not to your flesh. And some of us have been living that way for years, up and down. church going good, pressure, something happens. That is not the way to live. If that was my chart in coaching, I'd have been fired after a couple of years. Even the world doesn't settle for that. And Christians are living this life ought not to be that way. Weren't created to be that way. Amen? Are you ready for the most blessed year ever?
Yes.
2 weeks of really praying God perspective, the blessings are coming. I didn't know that, but that's how I felt, like Paul. Shipwreck, be of good cheer. I was there. We get to the hearing and the press is there and the TV cameras, nobody's ever won it. I couldn't wait to see them. They wouldn't look at me in the hearing. The lawyers and this and that. And I'm like, God, I love them, bless them. Oh, God, they will not go to hell. Send laborers and send me, Lord, and bless them. Oh, I love them, Lord. I know you love them. And I'm doing that, and they got all done, and the judge got his gavel and said, well, just like every other case is going to be this way all the time, no matter what, Chip's guilty. And he came down to make that case official. And when he was coming down, a lady stood up and said, wait, I got one more thing to say. And the Lord showed me later on in life, and he said, that gavel was 8 inches away from hitting. And for months, the Lord said, C for C was 8 inches away from never happening. Champions for Christ ministry. And now I know, choices. No matter what the flesh, choices. Never underestimate your next word or your reaction. No matter who it is, spouse, bless them. Amen?
Amen.
Boy, you're going to reap the blessing. So she said, I got one more thing to add to this. Got her little glasses. He was in our hometown at a little league ball game, and I was wondering, we were all wondering why he was there. So he said, what is Coach Brim doing from another town over to our town? So I got behind him and started taking notes of the conversation he was having with another man. The other man said, Coach Brim, what are you doing in our town? This is not your town. This is not your school. This is not where your kids come from. And he said, well, I'm here to illegally recruit players for my illegal program, illegally. That's what he said. Thanks, Brenda, for laughing. Brenda was a coach. She knows how foolish that is. Think about it. Well, I'm illegally. Don't tell anybody. I'm illegally here, okay? To illegally recruit players illegally. How much of a lie from the pit of hell is that? She began to go on, and the guys started talking. And finally, they got done. He grabs the microphone. He goes, ma'am, sit down. She goes, I'm not done. Sit down. You're done. He said, in the whatever, how many years that association's been together? 70-some-odd years of this association with some of these guys had been on it that long. I remember that joke he made. I'm just saying that. And he said, we have never in this hearing heard of such a lie. And we're basing this whole case on lies. Chip, you win the case. And today, that case, that's the only victory in that court case to this day. They average 13 to 15 of them around that number a year of illegal record. Only the Brim case in 19, they know it, they refer back to it. You want to know why? Love never fails. Praise the Lord. Never fails. James Robinson, I heard Brother Kate Copeland tell this story. He said he was teaching at a men's conference. And he said, Chip, you ever seen James Robinson's hands? You know, Brother Hagin or Copeland. And I said, no, he got big old hands, man. Like a bear trap. They get you, they trap you. I'm waiting something spiritual out of this thing. Maybe bait stick, something like that. He said, He was preaching at a men's conference somewhere, and 1,000 men were there, and a man came up to him right before he was getting ready to preach. They were all getting ready, and there's 1,000 men there, and he shook the hand of this preacher. He preached at his church, and the preacher started to tell James about Brother Copeland, how he didn't agree. In a faithy, churchy way, we've seen that it's okay. Bless their hearts. If you start with that sentence, you're blocking your blessings. Amen? So, James recognized it. He said, come on up here with me. He said, everybody stand up and reach out your hands towards Brother so-and-so. Because he's got Brother Copeland on his heart. Trapped. And the Bible says to pray and to bless him. So reach out your hands as he leads us in a prayer for Brother Copeland. He didn't want to do that. That's the last thing he wanted to do. He wanted somebody to agree with him. Are you with me? I don't remember exactly what he said, but I was hoping he would say this, and he did. Lord, see, everybody say, Lord, bless him. Stop. Very good. May not have felt it, but guess what? You stopped the cursing. Amen? Bless him, ministry, his airplane. I don't, things that people get fit. And he held on to him, and it hit him. And the Lord wanted those witnesses to see it hit him. And the love, but mama, and that happened to me only because of choices. Are you with me or not? That only happened because of choices. What did he say to man when he created him? Two choices. They're separate. Too many unblessed Christians because we're not sowing blessings. You're not sowing blessings. Paul said eulogy, good words only. That's that. Bless them. So, it hit him. And he went to his knees and James let go and he began to truly pray for him. And the love of God, I mean the love of God, he's seeing the love, he's seeing the perspective of, as God loves. And he jumped off the stage, went to the airport, bought a ticket, went to Fort Worth, busted in his office and fell to his feet and got forgiveness and loved each other. And Brother Copeland said, you know, to this day, that man's life, his ministry, his finances, his health, his has went off the charts. Why? Bless them.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and we are happy that you have been with us for a session from our 2014 Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Please contact us at billybrim.org, that's billybrim.org, or 1-800-972-3447, and please do mention that you've heard our radio broadcast. You can even write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.